This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Let's kill all the outer noises there, shall we? Good evening! Not exactly ready, I apologize for that. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, accessories you cannot believe. If it's on the website, that means it's in stock. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. All right, last night I had the Nighthawk Custom guys on, and maybe some of you guys may have seen it by now, but I'll go ahead and do my part for it, because for me, this is almost like a family affair, if you will. I was making the reference to some big announcement they were going to make. Nighthawk Custom and Agency Arms is going to collaborate on a 50-pistol run of a collaboration pistol. Now, Nighthawk is the premier manufacturer of hand-built custom 1911 pistols built on the one-gun, one-gunsmith philosophy. And in collaboration with Agency Arms, the two companies have created a revolutionary model of the 1911 that pushes boundaries to new levels. And if you're going to be at the NRA meetup next week, on Friday, they're going to reveal or unveil this pistol. But like I said, this is going to be a limited run of 50 pistols, but they're combining Agency Arms' what they do to a slide is crazy. I mean, it's just crazy good what they do to a slide. And then they're going to take that and combine it with the Nighthawk Custom hand fit tolerance. I can't imagine what that's going to be like. They're saying that the result has exceeded expectations for both companies. Mark Stone is the CEO of Nighthawk. He had this to say. Working with Agency Arms to create a revolutionary take on the 1911 has been an absolute pleasure. It has been exciting, fun, and rewarding to work with Mike Parks and his team to design and develop something that has never been seen before in the 1911 market. One of the strategic objectives of Nighthawk is to continually push the envelope of pistol design and reach out to a younger demographic that is less familiar with our pistols. Incorporating a truly modern design and reaching the market that Agency Arms connects with was an easy decision, and one that we will believe will be beneficial to both companies and well into the future. Michael Parks, the director, he said this: "The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Nighthawk Custom has a long pedigree of building some of the finest custom 1911s in the world. We're humbled by the opportunity to work with such a staple in the custom 1911 community. Our greatest challenge was incorporating our agency styling cues with the traditional 1911 lines. The culmination of countless hours of hard work has yielded 50 masterpiece firearms. These will be available. 25 of them are going to go to dealers, and 25 of them are going to be direct sold via lottery somehow or another. I have no idea of the price point. Suffice to say that knowing both companies, if that is an issue, well, I mean, it's an issue with me. I can't imagine what a gun like that would be like, but I will get to see them. I will do video of them and everything else, and maybe this is the beginning of some other collaborations, but I mean, I can't imagine what they're going to do with this slide of this Nighthawk custom pistol. I mean, I've got mine beside me right now. This is going to be epic. The Agency Arms Nighthawk Custom Collaboration. Now, as we end this first opening segment, let me bring you this from the Trace, the Bloombergian news organization. They purport to be completely unbiased, but, well, they're not. They cite a study coming from the American Journal of Public Health, which I haven't seen one from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Maybe we'll find out something from John Adine later. They said that from a survey of 3,949 adults, a group of public health researchers found that fewer than 1 in 3 respondents supported carrying guns in public places such as college campuses, government buildings, schools, bars, and places of worship. In the summary of the study, the Trace reported that even a majority of gun owners surveyed did not support carrying guns in schools or bars. Here we go. Julie Wolfson, a professor of public health at the University of Michigan and one of the study's co-authors, said, "That's an important finding because it goes against the general trend of what lawmakers are doing." See, this is about national reciprocity. Researchers from Harvard, Northeastern, Johns Hopkins, and Michigan asked people if guns should be carried in 9 public places: restaurants, schools, college campuses, bars, government buildings, sports stadiums, retail stores, service settings, whatever that is, and places of worship. Survey was conducted in 2015 by GfK, a market research company, on behalf of the researchers. I wonder about that. Survey reported oversampled for veterans and gun owners and specifically asked if respondents owned a gun or lived in a house where a firearm was present. Of those surveyed, only 9.4% said they thought guns should be allowed in all 9 public places. More than 30% of respondents said guns should be allowed in restaurants, retail stores, and service settings. Support was higher among gun owners for carrying in public places. Most gun owners said they supported carrying firearms in restaurants, retail stores, and service settings. However, only 1 in 4 approved of carrying guns in bars, and only 1 in 3 thought guns should be allowed in schools. Deborah Azrael of Harvard and Matthew Miller of Northeastern, 2 of the study's co-authors, conducted a similar study in 1999, and when comparing the 2 studies, they found respondents have generally become more accepting of guns in public places. But they did find it difficult to account for the growing support of carrying firearms in public. Azrael said, "It's the $64,000 question. What's happened in the past 15 years? Many more laws have made it possible to carry guns anywhere. More people own handguns than did in the past. It wouldn't surprise me if they also wanted to carry them more places." Okay. Pay no attention to that. I just wanted to throw that out there just to show you that they're still trying the same old stuff. It's always about a minority of people. There's always a minority of people that own all the guns. There's a minority of people that want to carry them all over the place. It's always a minority of people. Except we don't know where they can, you know. I don't know of them giving up their findings and their method to be studied by people who do these kinds of things. If John Lott were to say it, I would be scratching my head, because John Lott is a numbers cruncher. But if Gary Kleck were saying it, Robert Gaius, well, you know, maybe I have to give this a little bit of shift, but I don't know. I need to know their method, or I need to have somebody that knows how to look at the method and say this could be accurate. But there's no indication that was given up. For all I know, this may be the study where the guy said, "I'm never going to give you my method." It's top secret. Top secret. I'm gathering equipment, getting ready to go to the NRA meetup. I got my interview mic today for the audio part of it. That's going to be cool. Never gone with some of this stuff. Some of this other stuff, well, I've gone before, but you know. Any of you that are going to be out there, I'm going to be running around with who knows what. I don't know what we're going to be doing. No idea. None whatsoever. But I don't know if that's for us or not, but it looks like the phones are starting to light up. In any event, as we're coming up on the first break, when we get back, we're going to talk about some more about the North Korean missile program, just because they're looking to put us back into the butter churn ages. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot carries just about every caliber known to man that is currently being shot today. Shotgun shells, rifle, handgun. They have it. If they show it on the website, that means it is in stock. 50 million rounds on hand in 27,000 square feet. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Now, I made a comment offhand. Wishful thinking, but, you know, because the people I know are great people. Joined now by Dr. John Adeen of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. You must have heard me musing out loud about that study.
Absolutely. I was listening to you on my drive home. And so anyway, let's talk about these kind of studies, because I think you need to look at these things with a jaded eye. First of all, the person who funds the study probably has a chance to explain to the study people how they want to slant the study. So how do you slant a study like this? Well, part of it is how you ask the questions. For instance, the question of, do you think people should be able to carry in bars? You can ask it that way, or you could ask that question, do you think people with concealed handgun license should be able to carry in bars if they are not drinking? That's a different question, which will give you a completely different number, won't it?
That's
people
right.
who are reasonable will say, yeah, you know, if you're not drinking, you should be able to carry in a bar, because, you know, a lot of bad things happen at bars, or when you're coming out of a bar or in the parking lots of bars. So it would be a reasonable thing for a person who's sober to be able to carry a firearm in a place like that. And many states have laws like that. And guess what? There's not blood in the streets. You know, these people aren't getting drunk and shooting people in bars. So you have to look at not only how the question's asked, but let's look at the history of what's done in other places and how that's worked out. The other thing is, where are they asking these questions? You know, they could be questions of, you know, if they're asking them in Massachusetts, Connecticut, and in, you know, Ann Arbor, Michigan, where there's a big university, you're going to have a liberal bias to the answers. Couple other things. For instance, you're asking gun owners, why don't you ask concealed carry license holders these questions? See how the answers are different. So this is how these biases get put into these papers. And it seems like it's a very reasonable question, but it's not, again, it's not what they ask, it's what they don't ask. And so that's how you have to look at these papers, and you have to be careful about interpreting their answers based on how they, you know, how they ask the question, because they can ask certain questions to get a certain answer.
Two of the dead giveaways for me is it's coming from The Trace, which is Bloomberg's, and John Hopkins Institute, which, how much money has he given them?
Oh, he's given them millions and millions of money. He's got the Bloomberg School of Public Health. To get your name on a school, you have to give millions. You know, so, and of course, we're the anti-Bloomberg School of Public Health, so we're out there to chop up what they put out.
Now, will this be something that the DRGO goes ahead? I mean, I know that you guys are always waiting on one of these things to come out. Will this be something that Dr. Wheeler looks at, or you,
well,
or somebody else?
It's probably going to be, if it's anybody, it's going to be Dr. Young or, you know, some of his writers. I don't know what he's planning, whether there's something coming out on this or not. But I'm sure that I will pass it along to him, and maybe he can take a look at it. I know that there's been a couple of things that have come out. I think I remember seeing something about them looking at that particular article. So I wouldn't be surprised in the next week or so we see something from DRGO about this very paper. But the problem is getting the data, too, because you also have to see, you know, the problem is they hide how they do the studies. If you can't get your hands on the actual data, it's harder to analyze things. And that's why, you know, John Lott has problems with analyzing some of these things because they won't give him the original data.
Let me ask you a question. With those things, should that, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that question should be asked. And the methodology should have to withstand a peer review before they start publishing it.
It should. But, you know, we can't always trust what things are put out, especially when it's paid for by somebody like Bloomberg, because you know there's an expectation.
I was just trying to wonder, you know, with the march on permitless carry, with the march on, you know, there's more concealed carriers now than ever and all this other stuff. I was just trying to figure out where they went. But, I mean, I'm almost certain it's somewhere in some Democratic enclave. And like you said, it wasn't about gun carriers, about gun owners. And there's all kinds of those, aren't there?
Right. And this was done in 2015, too, before this thing has kind of caught a little bit of momentum. You know, the constitutional carry has become more and more popular over the last couple of years in a lot of the legislatures. And so we're trying to get it passed in Texas here, too. Unfortunately, it's been not so good of the two bills. But at this point, we'll take what we can get, and then we can always fix it in the next session.
Right.
But still, you know, the bottom line is is there's a lot of bias done in these studies, and you have to, every one of them you have to take with a grain of salt. And there are a lot of red flags on this one, especially who's funding it and where it's being done out of. So
at the NRA thing, can you and I'm going to be doing video intros with everybody, and everybody's going to get a chance to knock me out to do the video intro. So do you and Rob want in on one of those?
Absolutely, we'll be there. We'll look up. We'll catch up. We're rooming together, so we'll get you. We'll see you on Friday, and we'll track you down. We'll call you and find out where you're at.
They are. I'm going to have a lot more time because this time Nugent isn't coming to this one, so I don't have to sit around and start juggling. I won't have that played up in the air, so I'm going to be doing a lot more running around stuff. So,
should I bring my B220?
Please do. I'm going to bring Glockzilla.
Okay.
Although you'll win that contest hands down.
Mine weighs twice as much as yours, so it's going to be a lot smoother to shoot. But you never know. Sometimes Godzilla will fool you, so we'll see. I'd love to. We'll trade off and we'll shoot each other's guns. How's that?
There you go. That'll work. I like it a lot. Thank you for the time to call in. Thanks very much.
Hey, my pleasure. Hey, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you make the wish of the genie and the genie shows up. Here I am.
There you go. Rub the bottle. Thank you,
there
sir.
There you go. All right. Take care. See you next week.
Yes, sir. Dr. John Adine, the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, chipping in with they are the anti. I mean, any of these things that come out of any of these medical journals, this is going to catch their attention. Their eyebrows are going to go up. And the first thing, though, that everybody's going to ask is, can we see the methodology? Can we see the data? Where was your control group? All this other stuff. And I'm almost certain that nobody brought this out. Plus, this is a two-year-old survey, like he said. That's a little bit of time to wait in publishing. I don't know. And the other thing that makes me believe that most of this is a lie is that there was a slight uptick from the last time they did it, which tells me that, you know, when you're lying, you don't have to. It's hard to keep your data together because you're not really using data. You're just using an agenda. So, outstanding. You'll be seeing something from Dr. John and Rob Morse on video, and we're going to do some audio and some other stuff. That's coming up at the NRA annual meeting next week. When we get back, then we will talk about the North Korean missile threat. This is Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Yes, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. 1 week away from the NRA annual meeting, where we will see many, many things, and there'll be a bunch of us getting together and doing all kinds of things. And if you're there, please come find us and work, you know, let's have a little bit of fun. Let's revel in freedom. The weaponry that has been developed, that was allowed to be developed by the Obama administration, all the strategic patience we've been with North Korea, they can cause a lot of problems. This past Friday, the news media was so sure that they were going to conduct a nuclear test over the weekend to celebrate the 105th birthday of Kim Il-sung that they almost started a countdown clock. That test never happened. Some experts said this was because President Trump caused North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to blink. They did not attempt a celebratory ballistic missile test, which failed seconds after. But they did attempt it, and it failed seconds after launch. And there's been speculation in the media that this failure was due to our cyber attacking them. I kind of believe that is unlikely. And I mean, for, you know, if you were to look back in time at all of the tests that go into creating a ballistic missile, I mean, just go look back during the time of the Nazis when they were trying to get the V rockets to fly. When they finally got it to work, I mean, these were not aimed. These were just launched in a general direction. They knew they were going to crash somewhere in Britain, so they launched them in that direction. Despite the fact of their instability with the technology, their nuclear and missile programs still pose a very serious and growing threat because they represent an unstable regime developing and testing increasingly advanced, although not quite there, WMDs based on poor engineering and badly inadequate R&D. This is why a new approach from us to the threat is really long overdue. I didn't know if one of these tests was going to occur. Kim Jong-un is sort of a nut. You know, if you looked at the commercial satellite imagery that was cited by some experts as evidence of an imminent nuclear test, since there's constant activity at North Korea's nuclear test site that often leads to predictions of nuclear tests that do not occur. So this is just them. This is almost like a weatherman saying, well, the sun's going to come up tomorrow. Now, on the other hand, when they actually do conduct a nuclear test, these same experts are usually caught off guard. So predicting their test is difficult because Pyongyang is aware it is being watched by U.S. spy satellites. So North Korea probably engages in subterfuge at its test site to make the world think that nuclear tests are imminent when they are not, and to conceal preparations for actual tests. This is Sun Tzu again. North Korean nuclear tests during major celebrations like the 105th birthday of Kim Il-sung are unlikely, as North Korea's nuclear program becomes more sophisticated, the chances of failed tests increase. The North Korean leaders probably wanted to avoid the humiliation of a failed nuclear test on an important holiday when the eyes of the world were fixed on the Hermit Kingdom. And there's a more likely, you know, and simpler explanation to their April 15th missile test and its subsequent failure. The officials there probably decided to conduct a missile test as a demonstration of their nation's military might that had a higher likelihood of success than a nuclear test. And, you know, there were some experts that are speculating the missile test failed because of the cyber warfare. The more likely explanation was the failure was due to the poor state of North Korean science and engineering. Arms control expert Jeffrey Lewis is deeply skeptical that the U.S. was responsible for the failed missile test. And he said in a recent Axios.com interview, the failures we've seen are better explained by the pains of the R&D process. There's a reason that rocket science is a metaphor for something that is hard to do. And it is. I mean, launching a rocket is a contained, channeled explosion. The key to this is to make this missile out of something that will take and hold and control that explosion and turn that into thrust. Now, about 50% of North Korean missile tests and 88% of their intermediate Musadan missile tests have failed. And this is what happens when you have a brutal totalitarian regime and they try to pursue a complex weapons program using borrowed and stolen technology. And they rely on third-rate scientists. They can steal all the technology they want. They can look at all the boards and see all the formulas they want. But they have to have somebody who can actually put that together and make it happen. And that's where the trick comes in. Stealing technology is, it's not all the way there. Doing that is not, unless you get the working model, of course. Trying to back engineer it or something is something else altogether. Now, it goes without saying that the world's leading experts in rocketry and physics are not flocking to North Korea to work on the WMD programs of an evil totalitarian regime with, you know, I'd be a little worried about my job security. I keep hearing about all of Kim Jong-un's relatives who make him mad, and then he has them executed by anti-aircraft gun. So I would be a little nervous about getting a job there. If you're running a project and it encounters some failures or some problems, you might be executed. North Korea's nuclear and missile programs prove the old adage, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. There are indeed deficiencies of these weapon programs make them more dangerous and unpredictable, since this unstable rogue nation is rapidly developing increasingly advanced technologies. Their scientists may not fully get what they're playing with, or it may have been very badly designed, and this increases the chances of a catastrophic accident, possibly when an ICBM test goes off course and strikes a neighboring country. it's not so much about the malevolence in their heart. It's more about the sloppiness of their what they're trying to put together. Moreover, there's some more powerful underground nuclear tests could accidentally release large amounts of radioactive gases that could threaten neighboring states. According to Siegfried Hecker, who is the former director of the Los Alamos National Laboratory, one of the risks that Pyongyang takes in trying to demonstrate a nuclear test at a higher level is that they may produce fissures that allow radioactive seepage or possibly cause a major blowout from the tunnel. See, this is not... Running these things and testing these things is not something for the faint of heart. Only their leaders, only the North Korean leaders know exactly how advanced their program really is. Now, based on some seismic data after previous nuclear tests, that is, you know, their nuclear devices are increasing their yield. So we have to assume the worst here in the world, the whole world, that North Korea's nuclear weapons program is making rapid advances in developing a more powerful warhead that will eventually be mounted on missiles. The warhead part of it is actually quite mundane nowadays. The problem is the vehicle. You got to have a vehicle that you can aim and control and target with, because without targeting, you're just out there lobbing dirt clods that are nuclear tipped. We saw a parade of missiles and missile canisters displayed over the weekend, and they probably included some mock-ups that were not operational or empty canisters. And it included what appeared to be two brand new ICBMs and solid fueled intermediate range missiles that can be launched quickly and easy, and are very easy to hide. A submarine launch KN-11 missile was also displayed. It could pose a serious threat to Japan and South Korea. Despite the setbacks, there are signs that they are accelerating their effort and they are making significant progress. This is a danger to the entire free world, to the entire civilized world. Sooner or later, we're going to have to deal with this. When we get back, when is it appropriate to drop the Moab? This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot. This is where you go when it's time to train. Bulk ammo is one of their big specialities. Bulk ammo prices that are crazy is what they succeed at the most. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. We recently dropped a Moab, and that was, the mother of all bombs, or the massive ordnance bomb, as they call it. That was deploying that. We do not deploy that very often, simply because it is such a specialty tool. We use this above the tunnels and the caves that were being used by some ISIS fighters in Afghanistan. This was the perfect example of the right weapon on the right target at the right time. First of all, it was the right weapon. The Moab is an overpressure bomb. It produces an intense shockwave and is, when it goes off, it's a concentric 360-degree wave coming off of it. When it's detonated above the ground, that wave, the leading edge of the wave, is hitting the ground fast and hard. That is ideal for collapsing tunnels and caves. And when the Moab's huge pressure wave slams into the ground, everything below it is drastically compressed instantly. It's not like an avalanche or anything, just 1 minute, it's loose dirt, and the next minute it's compressed. It was the right weapon, and it was dropped on the right target. Those ISIS tunnels are in an area so remote that few, if any, innocent civilians were at risk, making it the right target for such an immense area denial weapon. And that's what weapons are. We're denying them something. When we're shelling a city, we're denying them cover. And we're denying them refuge. And we're denying them shelter. Combat is very much a art of denial. And it was dropped at the right time. ISIS is still in the getting established phase of their move into Afghanistan. Among other things, that means the ISIS terrorists are still digging tunnels rather than focusing on reinforcing them. And those tunnels were vulnerable to the level of destruction that only the Moab can deliver. Right now, there's only about 20 Moabs that have been built, and several have been expended in tests prior to their use in Afghanistan. But this is a weapon that is easy to make. This is a gigantic tube, right? And what they do is it's going to spray out an aerosol of gasoline out of nozzles on the side and the front. And then when the bomb properly detonates, all of that's going to ignite instantaneously. And depending on how long they've been spraying, That's where the whole fuel air overpressure bomb comes from. If you have the right targets, though, and if they're in the right places, like in Afghanistan or the other low-threat Middle Eastern target environments, the MOAB is going to become, think of this as a field test. It's been proven to be viable, and it is a devastating weapon against a terrorist threat. This is why you saw the media, the self-proclaimed experts who are ignorant in the way air combat works, they thought that the MOAB can be seen as a deterrent against Iran or North Korea. Now, you could drop a MOAB on a WMD target in either of those countries, and its explosive force could prove devastating. The problem is getting the bomb there. The MOAB was the right bomb for Afghanistan because you fly the MOAB to its target. It's not launched. The MOAB cannot realistically intimidate Iran or North Korea because we have no way of putting it on target in either of those well-defended countries. The MOAB is 30 feet long and it weighs in at 21,600 pounds. So it can only be carried to its target only by a slow, vulnerable C-130 turboprop transport plane. The bomb is loaded onto the plane on a rolling pallet like it's cargo, and then it's got a drogue parachute that pops out the back that they lower the back gate, deploy the drone, it just pulls it straight out, pallet and all, and then it drops. Once dropped, the pallet and parachute are discarded, and the bomb is guided by GPS to its target. Current U.S. heavy jet bombers have operational speeds above 600 miles per hour and carry extensive air defense suites that protect them against both heat-seeking and radar-guided missiles. The B-2 Spirit is the stealthiest combat aircraft in existence, and it flies in hostile airspace with very few risks. Getting into a C-130 and strapping that on and flying into a place like this is another thing altogether, because it flies at half the speed and it has a very, the defenses on it are not very sophisticated. If it were to fly over a very well-defended Iran or North Korea, it would become a relatively easy target. In the right low-threat air combat environment, that's a formidable weapon. I mean, they outfit these things with Gatling guns and do these slow orbits around things and just turn whatever is there into a very loosely packed crater. But you don't want to be out there where you've got any AAA coming at you. So today's C-130 is based on a design that originally went into production in 1954. It has been updated without a doubt. And it remains to this day a viable combat theater air transport and, with modifications, a superb spec ops support aircraft. The plane used over Afghanistan, the Special Operations MC-130J, was one of those specially updated adaptations of the most current production version of the C-130. Spec op planes are designed to support combat in low-threat combat environments such as Afghanistan, Syria, and Iraq. But even in its defensively armed spec ops variant, the C-130 is a relatively slow and vulnerable transport aircraft. While the spec ops aircraft does carry flares and decoys designed to spoof the SAM missiles, the MC-130Js remain vulnerable to anything sophisticated beyond that, especially to enemy aircraft. Unlike Afghanistan and Somalia, Syria, both Iran and North Korea have sophisticated anti-air systems, and they have a very high-threat air combat environment. So these high-threat zones come complete with reasonably modern jet interceptors and decidedly modern SAM capabilities. So this means that any use of the MC-130J to deploy the MOAB would have to be supported by a massive air assault known as the Baghdad Package. That's one of those shock and awe assaults that is so named because of its similarity to the devastating air assaults targeting Baghdad that began both the Desert Storm and Iraqi Freedom air battles. So it would take a major Baghdad package level airstrike to suppress either North Korea's or Iran's air defense capabilities. And that would be a vast array and cocktail of some high-speed fighters, some high-speed bombers, Tomahawk cruise missiles flying in amongst them, and you know, they're going to have to clear a path through enemy fighters and the SAM systems. They have to knock down everything that's coming their way, and, you know, you'd want to take it out while it's on the ground. But you'd have to knock all of this stuff out to allow the slow-moving C-130 to reach and then destroy a target. We would lose a lot of aircraft in that particular instance. And we would have a lot of combat aircraft crew members being taken prisoner. So despite the superb ability of our combat aircraft, there's no way to penetrate a well-defended site without incurring some sort of loss. So, and both North Korea and Iran callously build their most critical targets in or near residential areas, then there would be a risk of collateral damage. I'm not even going to go there. We're supposed to be the good guys, and the good guys don't kill innocent men, women, and children. But the bottom line here is that the Moab could be the right weapon at the right time, but neither North Korea nor Iran is likely to be the right target. Too slow, too big, takes too much to get it there. If we want to intimidate these countries into giving up their nuclear weapons development, we're going to have to do one of two things. We're going to either need to come up with weapon systems that can destroy hardened targets without massive American or enemy casualties. It's not going to be the Moab deployed to that one. Or we're just going to have to go out there and show them why you have nuclear capability, which a lot of people are not interested in doing that. So just musing out loud. When we get back, we're going to talk about the police shielding a domestic violence suspect to keep him from being deported. Lock and load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.